I owe a quick apology to Noah. Noah's biography is incorrect in the order of service. Noah is attending the Governor's School of Science and Math in Hartsville, and we were very lucky that this was a weekend off and an opportunity to be with us. I also owe an apology to Dana Couillard. The wedding is going to be conducted by Dana today, and in your order of service it says that I'm going to conduct the wedding, but I'm not. Dana is a trained Native American minister, and she is honored and pleased to be conducting the wedding in just a few minutes. I have to also say, maybe this is saying something that is painfully obvious, but one sermon is not going to heal childhood trauma. As passionate and beautiful as Aaron's opening words were this morning, that's maybe not going to heal your childhood trauma. But I also have to say that I believe in miracles. So maybe somebody will experience a healing this morning. Or maybe we'll just start down the path together. To talk about childhood trauma is to risk a possibly upsetting and painful experience here. I'm giving you permission and encouragement to get up and walk out at any point that it feels like too much. You're going to hear a number of stories this morning. Here's the first. John Bradshaw, who spent a lot of time on public television talking about healing from childhood pain, tells that when he was a little boy, his father would say, "You're not worth the shotgun shell it would take to blow you to hell." Unitarian Universalists do not believe in hell. We don't believe anybody dies into eternal punishment for their sins. We don't believe in hell. Clearly, John Bradshaw, who built a national reputation emphasizing the importance of healing from childhood pain, was raised by a father who did believe in hell and believed that his children were sometimes not worth the shotgun shells it would take to blow them there. Bradshaw, as a boy and later as a teenager, swore and resolved that he would never use those words on his own children. One night the family came home from an outing. They were walking across the yard and the dogs had knocked over the garbage can. His 12-year-old son was walking beside him. He said, "How about you clean that up, buddy?" And his son said, "How about you clean it up?" And before he could stop himself, John Bradshaw said, "You're not worth the shotgun shell." Though he had sworn and resolved that he would never use those words, he was unable to stop himself, not before he could clearly see the hurt on his 12-year-old son's face and know that he had passed along the pain and judgment of his own childhood to the next generation. Now, I know some of you are way ahead of me. Some of you already know that a very simple truth is shown in that story. Here is the truth. If we don't work on, talk about, look at, journal about, read books about our own childhood trauma, it will affect our behavior no matter how hard we try to keep it out of our behavior. That's it. That's all there is to it. Whether you were treated well through most of your childhood, encouraged, cherished, adored, but suffered one awful spanking when you were 7 years old and never forgiven whoever that awful person was, or your childhood was a nightmare of constant physical, emotional, sexual, verbal abuse. Either way, there is some little wound inside of you that wants you to act out of that wounded pain rather than out of a healthy, integrated, holistic approach to life. Of course, some of you have dealt with it. You have forgiven. You have washed away the consequences of your childhood trauma, and you don't have to deal with it anymore. That's good news. That's good news for some of us. The bad news for the rest of us is that we still have to deal with it. We still have those crumpled pieces of paper that West Tower brought down front this morning. And maybe now it's time to write love on those crumpled pieces of paper. It's hard for me to hear because my particular self-image is Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, joy, joy, joy. Sometimes I even pump my arms and affirm, joy, 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 joy. To rescue myself from a bad mood, regret, confusion, anger, fear, anxiety, whatever is trying to pull me down and crush my piece of paper. Go ahead and give it a try. Joy, 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 joy. I was doing it at a red light one time and I looked over at two teenage boys who were next to me. Here's another story. A good friend was obsessed with financial security. Every time I was around her, she was talking about her need for money, her lack of money, her prospects to make some more money. Finally, one day I asked her about it. Why are you so obsessed with money? She said, because when I was 7 years old, I lost everything. My mother was placed in the state mental hospital. I lost my dog and my cat, my toys, and most of my clothes. I had to move in with an aunt and two cousins who did not want me. She also told me she had spent time in her childhood homeless, walking from house to house, knocking on the doors of strangers, asking for a place to spend the night. I told her I felt guilty because the worst thing about my childhood was listening to my daddy yell at me and my brother. She said there was nothing to feel guilty about, because the worst thing that happens to any of us is the worst thing. There are no degrees. Whatever our childhood trauma was, it leaves us hungering for affirmation and validation of ourselves that was missing when our parents told us, by whatever means they told us, that we were not worth the shotgun shell it would take to blow us to hell. And of course, this wounding comes from the childhood trauma of our parents and their parents and so forth, right on back. The whole human race has been robbed of joy and peace and love and freedom by people using cruelty and abuse to make up for their own sense of having been robbed. This is tragic and stupid and crazy-making until we face it, have a little fun with it, take it out for ice cream in a movie. We are doomed to having it jump back into our lives with destructive results. One last story, and then Dana will perform Howard and Bob's wedding. At a workshop on the power of words, I was asked to recall a moment in my life when I felt particularly powerless and unworthy of love. I told the story of my daddy yelling at my little brother because he couldn't learn to read. He is dyslexic and still struggles with reading. When I was 9 years old, I sat motionless, afraid, split off into feelings of self-loathing because I could do nothing to help my daddy or my brother. Daddy would yell at my brother, "You're not trying." And through tears and sobs of frustration, my brother would say, "I am trying." It was purely and simply horrible, a gut-wrenching nightmare. The workshop leader asked me to repeat the story because he said we could transform the experience some 50 years after it happened by simply changing a few words. Word by word, he led me back through the experience. When we reached the point where my brother sobbed, "I am trying," the workshop leader took the role of my daddy and he yelled, "Well, you may be trying, but I'm not." The workshop exploded with laughter. And in my wonderful human imagination, I was able to laugh too. And the workshop leader challenged me with, what happened next? He said, give me the first thing that pops into your mind. What happened next? And I said, Daddy took us all out for ice cream and a movie. I can still laugh about that workshop experience. I can see something in my imagination that did not happen, but I can feel it. I can love it. I can pump my arms and say, joy, 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 joy. In the actual memory, I can see my daddy, whom I loved so much, broken down by his anger and frustration. But in my imagination, I can see him transformed into a self-effacing clown who admitted when he was helpless and lost instead of raging about it. He took us all out for ice cream and a movie. In my imagination. We needed a short sermon today because we need to affirm a lifetime of love for two wonderful men who are getting married today. But let this be a starting point. Maybe you have been looking at, thinking about, reading books about, attending workshops about dealing with childhood trauma for a long, long time. You're not finished. It is an ongoing process. A friend of mine went down a lot of crazy trails in his work to overcome the consequences of child abuse. One day his therapist told him, everything you did was a creative act. Everything you did was a creative act of bravery that allowed you to survive, to be an adult. I have other resources that I can recommend for dealing with surviving childhood trauma. Give me a call or come by my office, and I'll be glad to share with you. No matter what you have lost on the battlefield of childhood, you have survived to be here today. So enjoy this victory. Maybe even take yourself out for ice cream and a movie.